I grew up with all kinds of like negative beliefs, limiting beliefs and patterns based on what I experienced. So when things started to take a turn is right shortly after my dad passed away, one of my substitute teachers, Mr. Parcell, I was 12 years old, seventh grade, and he says, Jorge, you don't have to repeat the patterns. You don't have to be a product of your environment. You can set a new standard for your younger siblings and you could change the world. And then what I started to do after that is I started to let go of the wrong friends in my life so I could make room for the right friends in my life. So my friends that were smoking weed, ditching school and started to like steal cars, like I stopped hanging out with them. And I started to hang out with people that had the results and outcome that I wanted.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
What's up, guys? In this episode, I talk to my friend Jorge Contreras, who's an Airbnb investor and renter, and he also owns multiple properties. And in this episode, we talk about how he came from a lifestyle of being in gangs and violence and drug dealing to creating his own businesses and owning his own real estate. And now he's helping other people own their own properties and basically setting an example for his younger siblings and those in his family, letting them break the cycle of, you know, poverty and legal drug dealing to actually making money, you know, through legal ways and through ways that benefit people and empower people. So I hope you really learn the mindsets of Jorge. It's so funny because my first friend in America, his name was Jorge as well. And I hope you're able to learn some of the mindsets that was able to take him out from that negative environment and elevate him to a place where he can empower and help and support others. So go follow him at the Jorge Contreras. I have in the video description links, and hope you guys enjoy this interview with Jorge. Hey, Jorge, thanks for hopping on this call. And I want to give a quick background of who you are. We met at this real estate event with Jerome Maldonado. And I heard a little bit about your story and thought it was really inspiring. And just not just, you know, how many properties you're running and what story of where you came from. And I think, you know, people hearing that will give people hope and will give people faith that they can make it too. Because I see a lot of young people and just even myself, it's like, you know, those of us trying to build a business, it's like, it's not easy. It's scary. And for those of us who want to make something of our life and not just, you know, run the rat race, the 9-to-5, you know, we want to create, you know, financial freedom and independence, which you've done. And, you know, you've come from, most people would say, you know, he'll never be able to make it. He'll never, you know, you're like, an, you know, you shouldn't have made it that, you know, environment that you were in. And so could you kind of share, you know, your story and kind of where you grew up, your background and kind of how you came out of that into doing what you're doing today?
Definitely. And before I get started, how's the sound? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome, man. So yeah, just to give everyone a little bit about my background. So my name is Jorge Contreras, 32 years young. I live in Los Angeles, California. And I'll kind of get started from the very beginning. And the reason I'm sharing some of the obstacles and challenges that I've been able to overcome is so that you can relate to my story, as many of you have experienced maybe something similar or, you know, in a different way, but it all comes down to the same challenges and what did I do to overcome them and kind of like where I'm at now. So, yeah, some of the challenges that I started, experiencing at a young age is I grew up in an environment where, you know, both of my parents never went to school. They like not even kindergarten, no elementary. So, and when they came to this country from Mexico, my dad was a drug dealer for about 25 years. And that was just very normal. It's one of those things where the fish doesn't know that it's in the water. And growing up in this environment, you know, we'd be selling drugs, going to different like industrial buildings, you know, doing transactions. And then when he wasn't home, my siblings and I would actually be the ones that would sell the drugs. In addition to that, my dad was like in and out of jail. He was also an alcoholic. And then when I was 12 years young, he passed away from alcohol. One of the very first funeral that I attended was from my brother, my half brother from my dad's side. He was involved in gangs. And when I was 5 years old, I clearly remember, being at his funeral. And I didn't really fully understand, what was going on. I was so young and naive, but I just remember people just crying. And it was just a terrible experience. So I grew up around this environment of gangs, drugs, alcohol, my dad being like physically abusive towards my mom. And so, one of the reasons a lot of people are struggling today in their life is because of the patterns that they're repeating based on the patterns that they learned growing up. Even when you grow up, without two parents or with one, or maybe they go through a divorce, those are all patterns that we are learning about what it's like to be in a relationship. Even the way your parents make money, we learn and we look up to them because, your parents are the people that we look up to the most. And we always want to be like them. And we don't necessarily see that what they're doing is good or bad. All we see is we look up to them and I want to be like them. So I grew up with all kinds of negative beliefs, limiting beliefs and patterns based on what I experienced. So when things started to take a turn is right shortly after my dad passed away, one of my substitute teachers, Mr. Parcell, I was 12 years old, seventh grade, and he says, Jorge, you don't have to repeat the patterns. You don't have to be a product of your environment. You can set a new standard for your younger siblings and you could change the world. And then what I started to do after that is I started to let go of the wrong friends in my life so I could make room for the right friends in my life. So my friends that were smoking weed, ditching school and started to steal cars, I stopped hanging out with them. And I started to hang out with people that had the results and outcome that I wanted. And then fast forward, when I was 20 years old, I dropped out of college and I quit my job and I started my first business. And actually, I became a professional dancer, teaching Latin dance, a dance called bachata, which is a sensual partner dance from the Dominican Republic. I got to travel to over 25 countries. I started two of the largest Latin dance festivals in the whole world, which I still own with my partner. We do them every February, every August. And there's workshops, performances, social dancing concerts, and all this stuff. Yeah. Then at 24, I started investing in real estate. Fast forward to now, me and my business partner have 14 short-term rentals, and then we have a small ownership in over 1,000 apartment units out in Houston, Texas. And I run a real estate investing, Airbnb, and personal development and mentoring coaching program that's all virtual, online. And that's a little bit in a nutshell, a little about my story.
Awesome. Kind of want to go to, so having grown up in that environment where everyone around you was just kind of, doing drugs or in gangs, what are the actions you took to get out of that? And what were some of the limiting beliefs that you had to overcome what were some of the strongest limiting beliefs that you had to overcome to get out of that, state?
Yeah. So two things that I did, and I recommend anybody that may be in some type of similar situation, whether it's a toxic intimate relationship or sometimes even family members, sometimes it's friends or just your peers. Is one is change your environment and change your friends or change your friends, right? So if you can change your friends to become better, then you got to change your friends and get some new friends that have the result and outcome that you want in life. And it all starts by changing your environment, changing who you surround yourself with. And some of my beliefs that I had, I would say there was a lot of scarcity around money growing up. Because my dad would actually make a lot of money gambling and selling drugs, but then it was gone. Mm. Right. So I still get this thing time to time where say I had a really good weekend at one of my events and there was a lump sum of money coming in. There's this thing of oh, what should I buy? It's wanting to get rid of it. Because that's the pattern that my dad had. So for me, it's training my mind, the money's not there. And just continuing to be smart. And instead of buying things that I don't need, continuing to invest my money so that it could buy the things that I want. So instead of like, I have my dream car now, which is a Tesla S. So instead of going and buying a Tesla, I got a couple more Airbnbs, which pay the monthly payment for my Tesla. So just being smart about those things and not reacting. And then also not being so hard on myself that maybe I didn't have the best week ever. So I would say like a lot of things around money. Also, you know, my dad would like cheat on my mom. So it was very normal to be with different women at the same time. And for many years, I had become my dad, especially in my early 20s and my teenage years. So I had to reprogram myself and really just learn the value of being with one person. And that's obviously been a life-changing experience because now I'm married. We have a 9-month young daughter. Wow. And man, life could not be any better. It's just amazing and we're so blessed. So, you know, I attended a lot of emotional intelligence and self-development trainings in the last 10 years that assisted me and guided me through reprogramming and rewiring my mindset and my belief structure.
What are like some of the biggest money conversations you have? Because I think even like for me, I had these limiting beliefs that like, you know, making money, it's like, you know, too much money is bad, you know, or something like that, something ridiculous. Like I know growing up, you know, maybe some as Christians, like they might think we don't need to pursue money. We need to pursue intent, which is true. But like without money, you can't really, you got to pay the bills. You know what I mean? So I think it's like a healthy balance of like knowing the importance and value of money, but like putting it in the right place where it's like a tool, not a master, and you're not living to make more money, but you're living to make a difference. And money is just a vehicle. And I think a lot of people are curious on like wealth, accumulating wealth. I don't think many people think about that. And sometimes they're just like, how do you even do that? What would you say to those people?
Yeah, so the first thing I would say is educate yourself. So there's a philosophy that says poor people entertain themselves and wealthy people educate themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So it has to do with the decisions that people make on a daily basis. So for example, this weekend is coming up and most people are like, man, I'm gonna go get drunk, smoke weed and party. And then they're gonna, you know, maybe watch football all Sunday long. And then on Saturday, they're gonna Netflix and watch their favorite show, right? So there's a lot of entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, of course, entertainment is cool, but it shouldn't be like the driving force of your life where you're just always searching for entertainment and for distractions.
Yeah.
So you know, last weekend, what I did is I went to a seminar where I learned more about how to invest in real estate, how to buy apartment units, and how to make my money work for me. So it's like a 1 millimeter adjustment. But think about it. If there's an airplane from LAX going to New York and it's off by 1 degree, it might, you're not going to be able to see the difference at the beginning. But by the time it would have arrived to, you know, JFK, man, it's going to be like 100 miles away. And that's exactly what these small decisions do, is it's a compound effect. So it really starts with the decisions that you make, the habits that you have, the people that you surround yourself with. And if you're choosing, again, at any given moment, you're either growing or you're dying. And if all you're doing is smoking, drinking, and partying, you're dying. But if you're reading books and going to seminars and surrounding yourself with people that also want to see you grow and have the outcome and desire that you want in your life, then you're growing, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's balanced too, because you can't just be working 24/7, but you got to spend time for yourself and whatnot. But what are some of those habits that you have with like a morning routine, or what are some habits that keep you in check and help you stay focused, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't want people to think, like, man, like, I think, you know, when you hear people on podcasts, people just hear about all the great things. I want to talk about one of my challenges.
Yeah.
Know, because it's not all good and gravy. You know, one time I heard somebody was interviewing Elon Musk, and obviously this guy has just accomplished so much in a short amount of time. It's just incredible. Think all three of his companies are all over, you know, multiple billion-dollar companies, and they're in three completely different industries, right? SpaceX, mm-hmm. Tesla, in Solar City. And I remember they asked him, what's like the biggest challenge that you experienced? And he said, it's hard to turn it off, right? So he is so dedicated, so disciplined, that every moment that he's awake, he's always doing, like he's always working.
Yeah.
Which is good and bad. It's good because he does what he loves. This guy is changing the fucking world, right?
Yeah,
however,
yeah.
It's hard to turn it off. And I would say that's my challenge, is like, it's hard to turn it off. So, you know, if I'm sitting there sometimes with my wife or my daughter, like, I want to be on my phone engaging in DM conversations because maybe there's somebody that I could mentor and I could change a life. Or maybe I'm looking at a new property. And so I think that's definitely a challenge. I think like most people are either really successful, but then don't know how to turn it off, or they're on the opposite where there's very minimal and very little success. They're just getting by and their life is all entertainment. I think there's probably very few, very, very, very few people in this world that have a perfect balance of when they're working, they're grinding, they're making shit happen. But then they're like, all right, after 6 o'clock, I'm turning my phone off. Right. And that's a goal that I would like to get to, that I will get to. But that's definitely a challenge, is like, man, I'm always on the go. I'm always on, like always. I wake up and I'm like, let's go. And sometimes I notice at night, I'm like, all right, I'm really tired. I'm going to fall asleep in like 2 minutes, and you put my phone away. But yeah. Once in a while, I wake up and my phone is like next to my rib, you know, because I literally fell asleep while I was working.
Dang.
So,
yeah.
And again, I would much rather be who I am, you know, than the opposite.
Yeah,
I definitely
yeah.
get to create that balance in my life where,
sure.
hey, like, turn that shit off. Like, turn it off, turn your phone off, turn your brain off. Be with your daughter, be with your family, just be in the present moment.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on meditation, prayer, or like?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely love meditation. And I love going to meditation classes where someone's actually guiding it and I can just go through the experience. And again, it's something that I'm not doing it as much as I would like to. And I have the time. I just haven't made it a priority. But I'm a huge fan of meditation.
Yeah, I think.
I've actually been to, been to India. And I've been to where the Buddha meditated under the tree.
No way.
Enlightenment or nirvana. And mm-hmm. I've been to that tree. I've been to where the lady gave him rice. Oh man, it was fucking amazing. It was something that I'm not Buddhism by any shape or form, but I take bits and pieces from every different religion and I just create my own religion. And Buddhism is, man, there's so many things that I love and enjoy and value about, you know, especially like meditation and everything about the Buddha. And so it was really amazing. We also went to like some of the most famous temples that he, you know, spent time at.
Wow.
And that was definitely a beautiful experience. So that's how much I value meditation, is that I went to India to get to experience a lot of these significant moments in history.
Yeah, and I think the interesting you brought up Buddha, because I'm talking a lot with my friends too on like Buddhism, like Christianity, Jesus, and he was like, Buddha's teachings are similar to Jesus, but
really
not, because Jesus is the only one who said he's the Son of God. I do see the value in Buddha's teachings, and like I admire that, like, he left a life of royalty and luxury. He was a prince in India. He left that to be just like a regular person, kind of like, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, similar to Jesus, but he was the king of heaven, but he became a servant, you know, which is like whole different. But it's just, you know, many people, when they have riches, they think like, oh, once I have the money and the luxuries, I'm set, you know. But it's like, that's not really what leads to fulfillment. Like, fulfillment is, you know, becoming the best version of you and serving others and really making, improving the quality of other people's lives. You know? And I think Tony Robbins said our ability to create and to love is our greatest power. You know, our ability to love and to serve and to create things that can benefit others. That's what we're here for, not to just, you know, steal, kill, and rape and pillage more and more for our power and money. But it's like how like generations before us have lived. You know, before America, it was like dynasties, monarchies, kingdoms. Like there was no moving up your social class. There was no moving
exactly
up your class, you know? And so only in America can you see such, you know, opportunity where people from the ghetto, from the hood, they become multimillionaires, you know, like Nipsey Hussle, like, you know, he should not have made it according to statistics, but because of the way America was structured around, you know, freedom and your freedom to choose and opportunity, like that opportunity shouldn't be withheld from anyone, you know, that everyone should have a right to try and a chance to succeed. And so I think Warren Buffett said this. He said, if you're born poor, it's not your fault. But if you die poor, that
die poor, it's your fault. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, like I love that because it's extreme ownership of your life, extreme ownership of whatever state you're in. Don't blame your mom, your dad, you know, don't blame, you know, substances. It's like you're choosing that, you know, and you could choose life, you know. So it's like
100%.
I think people get a victim and kind of give up, you know, their God-given right to create and be the person that they want to be. You know, like Kobe Bryant passed away recently, you know, Mamba mentality, like he was not gonna give up. There are other NBA players that they were just like, I'm okay with just. But Kobe at 13, he was like, I'm going to make sure everyone who sees my game, they're going to see a kid who gave it their all. So that was his mindset, Mamba mentality, give everything you have 100%. And like, I know a lot of people are sad and they're like, oh, like he passed away, that's sad. But I honestly think he's lived a more fulfilling life than most people. Like he has actually achieved something and left a legacy that will remain. Whereas people who live to be 80, like what have you done? Like what have you produced? What, who have you impacted, you know? And it's like, I honestly think he left at the perfect time when, you know, it was God's time. You know, I guess that, you know.
Exactly.
Look at the ripple effects, you know, look at different countries paying off to him. And it's just like, man, like people from India, people from the Middle East, they recognize Kobe. And it's like, why this African-American man? It's like, because what he stood for, you know, and that was like becoming the best version of yourself, like giving it your all every day in, day out. Doesn't matter if you're tired, doesn't matter. Like he told a story where he had an injury and they were like, he had like a back injury and then he had to face his opponent, which, you know, they were waiting to have that time to play. But then he was like, you know what? It doesn't matter what I'm going through. It's not now. You know, even he wouldn't give any excuses. You know, he wouldn't give himself any excuse to not be his best, you know, whether he took that to his family, he took that to everywhere. So it's like, that's a marvel, you know?
Yeah, one of the things that Jim Rohn said, he says, it's not about how long you live, it's about how you live. And that is really powerful. And I definitely agree that he lived, the best 41 years that he could have lived. Like he literally
gave it his
all out. And just created something so beautiful. And it's crazy because in Tracy McGrady, I don't know if you saw the video, but he was saying that Kobe Bryant used to tell him, I want to die young.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
And him and his wife also had this agreement that both of them would not get on the helicopter at the same time, just in case something happened.
Wow. So he said they'll never get on a helicopter at the same time. Said that.
Not yet, exactly, because they wouldn't want to, like, if something happened, then the kids would be left without both of them.
Wow.
And it's just crazy.
I wouldn't bring his daughter. But I guess
I know, right?
It's like, yeah. It's just, but they have, but he, I mean.
Yeah, it's just crazy that, you know, that, I don't know, the irony, right? He got this helicopter so that he could spend more time with his family.
Yeah, but it's crazy too, because like everything was fine, you know, any other day would have been fine, you know, but it's like
Exactly.
Something happened in the fog.
Apparently, the pilot wasn't certified to be driving this type of helicopter. I don't know. It's just crazy, but so many things. And I could just imagine that because it was, I don't know, maybe it was just far. They were going to be late. They're like, hey, let's just take the chopper. But it's just one of those things, you know?
Private helicopter. That'd be nice, right? Having a private helicopter. That'd be sick.
It would be nice. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think, so are you an only child? Do you have siblings?
I have siblings. I have one brother and two sisters that are from both parents. And then I have a sister on my mom's side and like five brothers on my dad's side. So a lot of people.
Nice. It's a big family. Big family. And yeah, I kind of wanted to share before we, you know, end the call, it's almost three, like you have a real estate program, right? It's on Tuesday on teaching people Airbnb with no money. And so I think, you know, it'd be cool to kind of share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I run a coaching program to teach people how to create financial freedom with Airbnb. And basically what I do is I teach people how to build an Airbnb empire without owning real estate and without buying furniture. And I'm hosting a free webinar this Tuesday, February 4th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And Ray can send you guys the link and all the information. And make sure you let us know that, hey, Ray recommended you so we can take care of you guys. And it's going to be awesome. Again, this Tuesday, February 4th, 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be on a Zoom call. And if you're watching this after February 4th, 2020, you can just ask Ray how you can get in contact with me anyway, as it is. I do run a coaching and mentoring program as well that you guys
can check out. And you know, I mean, I'm sure you have like a Facebook group where people can learn for free as well, right?
I have my Instagram, which is the Jorge Contreras, and then again, I'm pretty sure Ray will link my profile somewhere, and we can all stay connected. But thank you so much for having me, Ray. I really appreciate the time to come out and just be in contribution and hopefully elevate people's lives.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for sharing, and we'll keep in touch for sure. Look forward to seeing you on the webinar.
Sounds good, man. We'll be in touch. Have a great day. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, you too. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jorge, and I hope you guys understand that no matter where you come from or your background, you can always make it out of your situation. It just depends on who you surround yourself with, and also really depends on your mindset and the kind of self-belief that you have in yourself to come out of that environment, how strong your why is for why you want to do what you do. For Jorge, he wanted to leave a legacy for his siblings and those, you know, after him, to know that there are other ways of, you know, living, and instead of just doing drugs and dealing drugs and being in gangs. And so definitely go check him out. He has courses on Airbnb rentals, and you know, he could give, you know, advice on what steps you can take to really take your life to the next level financially and personally. So you guys go reach out to him, go follow him, and hope you enjoyed this interview with Jorge.